Japan close to allowing female emperor. Japan's Prime Minister Koizumi will soon pass a law that allows a woman to become emperor. The decision is because a male royal baby has not been born in Japan since 1965. Changes to the laws will allow the children of a female emperor to be heirs to the throne. The law will also guarantee that an emperor's firstborn child will be first in line to the throne, regardless of its sex. This historic decision follows 10 months of high-level talks and discussions. It means 3-year-old Princess Aiko may one day reign over the world's oldest monarchy. Opponents of the proposals have already voiced their concerns. Many strongly disagree with the idea that a woman can be emperor. They believe God wants men only to be head of the royal family. They argue that a male emperor is an essential and sacred part of Japanese history and culture. They also want the return of former imperial family members who left royal life after World War II. These relatives could make sure a male becomes emperor. The public strongly supports Mr. Koizumi's plans. The Tokyo Shimbun newspaper reported that 84% of Japanese back the changes.